This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP, taking you up to 11:05 as you wrap up the weekend series with the Philadelphia Phillies. And that's probably where we'll get started. A lot to get to over the next 2 hours. Commanders football on tap tomorrow night, second game of the preseason. We found out yesterday, if you were with us, we will see the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels. How long we'll see him, still a little bit of a question for me. We'll chew on that as a roll throughout the program as well. When you think about the offensive lineman that will not play tomorrow for the Washington Commanders, no Laramie Tunsil, no Brandon Coleman, no Sam Cosmi, begin to wonder how much sense does it make to play Jayden Daniels and just how long should he actually play. We'll talk about that before we get out of here as well. We'll bring you a fresh installment, a NELL Super Six Pack. I'll give you my top six Commanders I'll be looking at tomorrow night in the second preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'll be very honest, and I think everyone here locally feels this way. I know they feel that way in the building over in Ashburn. A nasty taste in guy's mouth after what happened last Friday in the preseason opener for the Washington Commanders, 48-18. And if you got a chance to listen to me at all during the week or last weekend or right after the game, your boy normally doesn't bake in excuses for people. It's not a game that I like to play. But last weekend in the preseason opener, I've continued to say it, and you know, I give a lot of credit to Dan Quinn and company not making any excuses as I try to bake them one. But when you're talking about urgency and energy, it's something that I think's got to be organic. It's hard to manufacture. And as a coach, if you're ranking the most difficult situations to get guys ready for in terms of like a from a motivation standpoint and getting guys juiced up, the preseason opener is probably near the top of that list. And when you consider the, you know, built-in theatrics that surrounded the preseason opener last weekend, the unveiling of Tom Brady's statue out in front of Gillette Stadium, easy for Mike Vrabel to get his boys jacked up, and you saw it right from the opening kickoff. There was just a different level of energy that New England was coming with. I think Washington, on the flip side, conversely here, I think Washington's going to have that same advantage tomorrow night at Northwest Stadium. When you're at home, under the lights, the only game on tomorrow night to wrap up preseason week number two, that should get the juices flowing. That should get people revved up, people excited. So I am eager to see how the group comes out tomorrow. A couple of different position groups that I'll be paying attention to. Plus, there's one matchup that I'll be super locked in on as well. We'll touch on it all as we roll throughout the program here, taking you up to 11:05. As I mentioned, the series finale coming up this afternoon between the Washington Nationals and the Philadelphia Phillies. And let's take a moment here to really take a bow. Cade Cavalli, take a bow. First career Major League Baseball victory, and it was just start number four for Cade Cavalli in his young career. And you want to talk about coming out and shoving against the NL East leading Philadelphia Phillies. That is how you do it, young man. Seven innings, giving up seven hits, no earned, and punched out five in the victory. Cade Cavalli touching 100 a couple of different times yesterday. He was absolutely awesome. And if you're looking for some sort of silver lining here as we, you know, kind of crawl our way toward the stretch run of this season for the Curly W's, moments like that, young pups like Cade Cavalli coming out and showing you that he's still got it, like, that's what matters. And I understand Cavalli's 27, and he's had a long, long road to get to what happened yesterday afternoon, but the fact that he got there, that is all that matters. Overcoming Tommy John after his first career start, and then we got to see him make his season debut about a week and a half ago and came out and shoved in that inning, or that outing, rather. Got a little banged up when he went to Kansas City last week, but last night, an absolute gem at Nats Park as the Nationals took down the Phillies by a score of 2-0. And you know what that means? You know what that means? Series is all but wrapped up for the Washington Nationals. They've taken 2 out of 3 at home here against Philadelphia. They got one of these weird start times this morning, and I was talking to our guy Slick Vic Ferreira yesterday as I was leaving, and I said, man, why are they playing so early? Because obviously it impacts everybody. That's why we got an abbreviated show for you coming up here this morning. We'll take you up to 11:05. Charlie and Dave will get you warmed up for the pregame show. Nats on deck. But then it is an 11:35 first pitch. Why? Because the game is being televised on a Roku. So I wasn't even hip to this bit. There is an 11:35 matinee game, I guess we're going to call this, every weekend. Because Roku nationally televised, they got rights, and that's what they do. But it should be interesting this afternoon, man, to see the fellas close it out. James Wood yesterday, you know, continuing to knock off the rust at the plate. He had a 2-run double yesterday for Washington. And I think from just a vibe standpoint, the last couple of nights, and maybe the players, maybe no one will admit to this, but when you're talking about the type of crowds that you've gotten here over the past couple of nights, because there are a lot of Philadelphia Philly fans in the area, and there are a bunch of cats, you know, who come out and support that team. The series opener on Thursday night, 22,609 in attendance at Nats Park. So that always gets a little bit more people in attendance. And then on Friday night, second game of the series, where our guy Mackenzie Gore got beat up a little bit. He ultimately, you know, finished out the outing pretty strong, showing some resilience. That game on Friday night, 35,143 guys in attendance. So you always, like I say, get that uptick in attendance numbers whenever the Phillies are in town. And then yesterday, we were actually talking about it right before we got off the air, like a perfect afternoon for baseball in terms of not being too hot, feeling good outside. It's a Saturday. There are vibes all around. It just was a feel-good situation. Cade Cavalli pitching his best stuff, having his best outing of his young career to this point in front of a sellout, not a sellout crowd, but a massive crowd of 36,042 people in attendance yesterday at Nats Park. So that honestly makes me look at it a little bit differently as well. Not only did he, you know, come out and shove yesterday against one of the best lineups in all of Major League Baseball, he did it at home in front of an unusually thick crowd. It's the best way that I can put it. And he did the damn thing, man. So shout out to Cade Cavalli yesterday coming out, securing his first win of the season, lasting seven innings, gave up seven hits, five punchouts. No earned runs, though, throughout those seven innings. And Jose Ferrer coming in and continuing to, you know, pitch well as well as he closed it out down there in the ninth. So, excuse me, down there in the seventh. So, exciting for the Washington Nationals. The Cade Cavalli story, probably one of the cooler storylines you'll get to watch here as we inch our way towards the regular season. Dylan Cruz yesterday coming in and scored a run. He had Brady House yesterday, got 1-for-3 at the plate, and I know him getting the ability to play third base every day is something that a lot of people are super intrigued by as well. This young outfield for the Washington Nationals, when you talk about Jacob Young, Dalen Lyle, James Wood, you know, to me, if you're looking for bright spots in a potential area in this on this baseball team that's actually got a little bit of a logjam of talent, that outfield may be it. I remember last year when Lyle, you know, made his debut, we were talking about aura and things of that nature, and Dalen Lyle's got it. one of these, you know, young Nationals that kind of let it all hang out. Pretty emotional guy when he's out there in terms of like team speed. Probably right towards the top of that lineup in terms of, you know, the fastest guy around the base paths. But they'll wrap up that series later this afternoon. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Phillies coming up at 11:05 with Nats on Deck. We're just getting rolling, though, here on this Sunday afternoon as we take you around the DMV. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. Same handle on each and every social media platform. Heck of a lot to get to. Preseason week number 2 in the National Football League. We had 11 games on tap yesterday. We'll get you the top storylines from those contests as we roll throughout the show. But when we come back, it is burgundy and gold time. I'm starting to feel it already. Game day is tomorrow for the Washington Commanders. Second preseason game of the offseason. Jaden Daniels and a handful of starters expected to play. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Just how long should the quarterback of your Washington Commanders suit up tomorrow night in the second preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals? We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-636-1067. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Just getting rolling as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge in L. Willingham. Nats baseball comes your way. Top of the 11 o'clock hour, series finale of Nats and Phillies. If you're just joining us, Cade Cavalli last night, yuck, absolute filth. As the young pup picked up his first career victory, lasted 7 innings, none earned, 5 punchouts. And the thing that I said to start the show, I think it hits a little bit different when you have a performance like that against one of the best lineups in all of Major League Baseball at home in front of how did I describe it in the opening segment? An unusually thick crowd of 36,000 and 42 of you out there yesterday at Nats Park. We were saying it all right before we got off the air, a perfect Saturday afternoon for baseball, and it was just that. As the Curly W's now this afternoon looking to make it 3 out of 4 against the Philadelphia Phillies. It is a 11:35 first pitch, and as usual, pregame coverage is rolling in half an hour before first pitch. You'll see money-making Mitch Parker on the bump for D.C., and it is a 11:35 first pitch. You can hear all the action right here on The Fan. I want to let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as he spoke yesterday about and the team's plans as we get geared up for the second preseason game tomorrow night on Monday Night Football. We got a list of inactives of guys that are not going to play tomorrow night. And when you think about what happened last Friday night, I think, and maybe I'm wrong on this, maybe they'll come out and prove me wrong. I hope they don't. But it feels like this group tomorrow night is going to play with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, have a little bit of an edge. Because everybody you talk to a man, over the past 10 or so days, have told you that, yeah, Friday night in that preseason opener against New England, it left a bad taste in that group's mouth. And it feels like, to me, with the bright lights of Monday Night Football, with it being a nationally televised preseason game, it should have that big game feel, and the guys should be juiced up, revved up, and ready to go. We've got Ready Metal Chris head coach Dan Quinn yesterday announcing who will not play for the Washington Commanders tomorrow night in the second preseason game.
All right, when I start, I'll give you just some players that will be out for the game, some that we're going to hold, and others due to injury, so I'll just give you a rundown of that. So Wagner, Miller, Ertz, Tunsil, and the next crew is Cosme and Coleman, Brown and McLaurin, Mariota, McGee, Jean-Baptiste, and Jonathan Jones.
So I'll give you the sped-up version there because he kind of slept-walked through the way he said that. Out tomorrow against the Cincinnati Bengals, no Bobby Wagner, as expected, right? When you're a first-ballot gold jacket guy, the second preseason game probably doesn't mean as much to you. But I will say this real quick before I get to the other guys. Yeah, I'm already overreacting to it. Last year, it felt like Bobby Wagner started off the season slow. One of the things we talked about in the opener against the Bucs and then the second game of the season against New York, you wondered if Bobby and some of the guys in the front seven should have played a little bit more just because of the rust they were knocking off in terms of bringing guys to the ground. It looks like the plan, once again, though, is going to be for Bobby Wagner to not suit up at all in the preseason. We'll see him in week one against the New York Giants, but he is out. No Von Miller. A little bit disappointed about that one. I also totally understand it, though. Like I said, when you're a first ballot gold jacket guy, the second preseason game doesn't really mean that much to you. But my interest was seeing this starting front four out there together. And I think, well, let me not even say that, because if we're being realistic, right? I said this yesterday, and I begin to have this epiphany as I've rolled throughout camp here. On opening day against the New York Giants, on the first defensive series of the game, the very first snap, I'm pretty sure Von Miller probably not even going to be out there. I'm thinking your first and second down ends are going to be Dorrance Armstrong and Dietrich Wise. So let me walk that back a little bit. But you pick up what I'm putting down. Seeing, the guys that are going to be rushing the quarterback this year, seeing them all in game action together, definitely something that I selfishly wanted to see before the start of the regular season. But no Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz. No surprise there either. He's had a hell of a training camp, by the way, continuing to beat Father Time. This is where things get interesting. These three inactives, one of them is expected, but these three inactives for tomorrow night definitely has me raising my eyebrow a little bit. No Laremy Tunsil, you get it. Try to ease the big fella in to regular season play. He's been, you know, pretty steady and consistent throughout training camp. Got rave reviews for how he performed in the joint practice up in New England. But no Laremy Tunsil tomorrow night. So Jaden Daniels' blind side, not going to be as best protected as possibly could. Sam Cosmi going to be out. We expected that as he's still on the physically unable to perform list, nursing that ACL tear. Brandon Coleman out. This is the one that interests me, and I kind of circle it a little bit. One, because damn, now the entire side of your left side, the entire left side of your starting offensive line going to be out tomorrow night. But then two, and look, I get it. Like, injuries are ticky-tack. It's unfortunate. It's not because guys aren't preparing right. It's just kind of the way the cookie crumbles. But with all that being said, for the second consecutive year, the young pup Brandon Coleman on the trainer's table for a good chunk of training camp, and now that he's been officially ruled out for Monday night, as we continue to creep up on the regular season opener, you wonder if his availability is going to be in doubt. So no Laremy Tunsil, no Brandon Coleman, so that starting left side of the offensive line is out. No Noah Brown, as expected. He has been, he's been out of the lineup here in camp more than you would have liked. I feel like, and I'm not even trying to hyperbolize this, I think he practiced throughout training. I think he may have practiced once or twice, but he has been on the shelf a heck of a lot talking about Noah Brown. So his availability for the season opener, definitely something to monitor as well. And then our guy Terry McLaurin, activated off of the physically unable to perform list yesterday. He also going to be out tomorrow against the Cincinnati Bengals. No Marcus Mariota, as expected. I think they're going to put him in bubble wrap until the season opener as well. I don't think his injury is too severe. This guy being out is actually a little bit interesting to me as well. No Jordan McGee tomorrow night for the Washington Commanders. And similarly to Brandon Coleman last year, finished camp on the trainer's table. Didn't get to see him in the lineup consistently due to injuries, and he's already back on the trainer's table. So you begin to wonder here for Jordan McGee. First of all, for McGee, for Coleman, all the injured guys, it sucks. It is horrible. It's the worst thing ever. Not trying to blame guys for being hurt, but the fact of the matter is, like, for Jordan McGee and Brandon Coleman, two guys going into their second year, you want to see them off of the trainer's table a little bit more, especially, one, you just don't want guys to be hurt, period, but two, like, those guys have some juice. Those guys have untapped potential, I feel like, and the longer that they're off of the playing surface, the tougher it's going to be to tap into that potential. So, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste. I mentioned this yesterday. Nikki Javala of The Athletic put out a mock Final 53, and I believe she left Javonte Jean-Baptiste off of that list. And that's interesting to me because I think when we were talking this offseason, you know, Javonte Jean-Baptiste was one of the guys who were circling going, maybe this is why they weren't as active as at the defensive end spot coming up in the offseason, talking about free agency in the draft, is because they had confidence in a second-year returning guy like Javonte Jean-Baptiste. He also was out. He's been on the shelf really for most of training camp here and practice in about 2 weeks. And, you know, you begin to wonder about his availability going into the finale. And then you wonder about, you know, whether or not he's going to be able to secure a roster spot. I think he is. I know they're pretty high on him internally, but it's tough, right? When you're on the shelf, it opens up opportunities for other guys. But realistically speaking, those other guys would have been, you know, Jalen Holmes is definitely a guy that you would have put in that category. But just looking at the way he played on Friday night in particular, guy like Jalen Holmes, a guy like, you know, Andre Jones, like those guys didn't really take advantage of the opportunity. Cleveland Farrell, those guys didn't really, you know, take advantage of that opportunity. So if you are Javonte Jean-Baptiste, you know, you wish him a speedy recovery and you want to get him back on the playing field as soon as possible, because I think of the guys that I just listed that are like going to be fringe bubble guys to make this Final 53 at the edge rusher spot, he's the guy that I'm most intrigued by. But tomorrow night, those guys not going to play. Oh, Jonathan Jones also on that list of guys that will not suit up tomorrow night. I'll run through it here again real quick. No Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz, no Laremy Tunsil, no Sam Cosmi, no Brandon Coleman, no Noah Brown, no Terry McLaurin, no Marcus Mariota, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and no Jonathan Jones. What about that list stands out the most to you? 1-800-636-1067. For me, like I said, it's the fact that Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Coleman are not going to give it a go tomorrow. So the projected starting left side of your offensive line for week one against the Giants going to be out tomorrow night in the second preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Dan Quinn also spoke yesterday about how much the quarterback, Jayden Daniels, was going to suit up tomorrow night. When you think about him not playing last week in the opener against New England, he is going to give it a go coming up tomorrow night. Here is Dan Quinn on just how much Jayden Daniels will suit up.
Yeah, for he and a lot of the guys that are going to get some of their first playing time, I would say it's a little bit customized, but we'd like to see a few series, and we're excited to see the guys. They're excited to get performing too, so we customized it a little bit, and as a staff, we'll visit some tonight and tomorrow, but no, we're also excited to get the guys going on. You know, it's not going to be super long, so, you know, I wouldn't like do like an extended popcorn break or something, but I'd be ready to, you know, like be involved with it for sure.
Dan Quinn on you know, how much Jayden Daniels will play tomorrow night. Said a couple of series. I don't know exactly what that means. I think it probably is dependent on how the first series goes. I've been tossing this back and forth over the past, I guess it's not even been 24 hours yet. It may have been. Maybe creeping up on 24 hours since we found this out. But obviously you want Jayden Daniels to get live game reps right before the regular season opener against New York. And with the joint practice being canceled with Baltimore, I think the emphasis, despite Dan Quinn kind of saying, no, it doesn't change anything, I think the emphasis on tomorrow night is ratcheted up a little bit because you are losing that opportunity to joint practice with B-more this week. You've got the preseason finale coming up on Saturday. Will starters play in that one? I don't know. I think it depends on health. And it depends on how they come out of this one here tonight. But as far as Jayden Daniels tomorrow night against Cincinnati, when you think about the fact that there's going to be no Laremy Tunsil, the fact that there's going to be no Brandon Coleman, how long do you want to see the starting quarterback of the Washington Commanders? We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Dan Quinn announcing a laundry list of guys that are not going to play tomorrow night in the second preseason game, including Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Coleman. With the starting left side of your offensive line out, does it impact how much you should play Jayden Daniels? We'll touch on that and take your calls next. This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. Here on 106.7 The Fan, we're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking you up to 11:05 as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning. We'll lead you in the Nats baseball as the fellows will wrap up their four-game series with the Philadelphia Phillies. Money-making Mitch Parker on the bump for D.C. It is an 11:35 first pitch pregame coverage. Just rolling with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring you Nats on deck coming up at 11:05. If you're just now joining the program, last night in front of 36,042 folks, Cade Cavalli having the best start of his young career, first career victory for our guy Cade Cavalli, lasting seven innings, gave up seven hits, no earned runs as he struck out five. And I just continue to feel like his story of perseverance and, you know, overcoming the odds last night finally comes to a head there, as he was just absolutely brilliant. And, you know, as a 27-year-old, I know Nats fans out there, two of his three starts this year, he's looked, absolutely brilliant. When you think about this pitching staff moving forward, like, the goal was for Cade Cavalli to turn into one of your starters. And at a point in time before he got hurt, before he got hurt, I think folks were looking at him and potentially saying, well, could he be the ace of this staff? Our guy, Slick Vic Ferreira, my man, had several conversations about the way Mackenzie Gore is tossed here in the second half of the season. As we get geared up for the offseason, and when you think about everyone being, all of your arms rather, being healthy, you wonder where Cade Cavalli slots in next year. Obviously, that's going to, you know, be dependent upon what they're able to do coming up in the winter. But if you're a Nats fan, last night, what Cade Cavalli was able to show you, you got to feel good, especially in the second half of the season where there just hasn't been a lot of bright spots, and you're trying to just get to the finish line here. Having a Cade Cavalli outing like that, now I'm looking forward to every fifth day when Cavalli's going to get the ball. So that makes it a little bit more exciting as we crawl our way down the stretch run here for the Washington Nationals. Washington Commanders in action tomorrow night. Final game of week two of the preseason on Monday Night Football against Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. We found out from the head coach of the Commanders, Dan Quinn, that a laundry list of guys not going to be available for tomorrow night. No Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz, no Laremy Tunsil, no Sam Cosmi, no Brandon Coleman, no Noah Brown, no Terry McLaurin, no Marcus Mariota, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, and no Jonathan Jones. The names that stick out to me on that list, right? And the names that stick out to me on that list, Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, the starting left side of your offensive line, going to be out tomorrow night. Should it impact how much Jayden Daniels plays? 1-800-636-1067. And from your vantage point, how long should Jayden Daniels play? First and foremost, right? We'll go in reverse order here. How long should he play? I think in terms of tomorrow night, like, if they go out and have a touchdown drive on the opening drive, I'm probably saying that's all she wrote for him. But if they go out and, don't score, or don't score a touchdown is what I would say. I would aim for a touchdown drive. They don't score a touchdown on the opening drive, I'd be willing to run it back with them. But here's the thing. It's probably a two-drive, three-drive at most type of outing for him tomorrow night. And here's why. When you are without Brandon Coleman and you're without Laremy Tunsil, I don't want to put him at risk, putting him behind backups and putting, you know, making him susceptible to getting hit, right? And I get it, right? You want to build up the timing and the rapport with these guys in the receiving room. You're going to have to do that during practice in Ashburn coming up this week because I do not want to play him too long coming up here tomorrow night simply because you're going to be without some key starters. So for me, it's probably three drives at most for Jaden Daniels. If they go out and score a touchdown on the opening drive, I may pull him and say that's all she wrote. If it's a field goal drive on the opening drive, I'm probably sending him back out. But after that, they go get another field goal. I'm probably going to say that's done for him in terms of how long we see him tomorrow night. The one thing I'll, you know, warn folks about as we get geared up for tomorrow night, offensively, I don't think the starters are going to play a lot because of Jaden Daniels. But on defense, the only high-impact players that aren't expected to suit up tomorrow night are Bobby Wagner, Von Miller, and Jordan McGee. Other than that, like, you're going to see Deron Payne. You're going to see Javon Kinlaw in that front four finally get unleashed. And when you're talking about a position group that's going to be super responsible for the success or failure of this football team next year, that front four, that defensive line, right at the top of that list.
So don't forget, the Bengals probably won't have Trey Hendrickson either playing. So that might, you know, we don't have Tunsil in, but they don't have...
For sure, but they're going to have some professional out there. I wonder if the big concern that I have is Jamar Stewart. Does their first-round draft pick out of A&M lace him up tomorrow night? He got thrown out of practice. I don't even want to say got thrown out. Got screamed at us at practice for good reason, for hitting Joe Burrow. He never hit the quarterback during practice, but... You know, to your point, Krishad, the Bengals projected week one starting edge rush tandem probably not going to play tomorrow night, but I still don't think that impacts how long you play Jaden Daniels. This defensive front, though, like that to me is the group that I am chomping at the bit to see for a multitude of different reasons. One, they've had a dominant camp each and every day. You feel the impact of this pass rush. Now, seeing them in the run game, it's a little bit different in camp because – you know, you're not really going, you know, balls to the wall and tackling guys to the ground, but they've been stout at the point of attack playing the run. All the reviews coming out of Foxborough last week was that they were good at the point of attack during the joint practice. So seeing that group tomorrow night is definitely top of the list for me in terms of things that intrigue me about this second preseason game for your Washington Commanders. Take your calls though at 1-800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels expected to play tomorrow night. A lot of other starters not expected to give it a go, including Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Coleman. Because the starting left side of your offensive line is out tomorrow, how long do you think Jaden Daniels and the first team offense should play? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I also want to take a look at this. In terms of, like, things that are going to impact wins and losses next year, in terms of, like, what we were really looking at heading into this offseason, the front four and revamping that group was huge, right? You bring in Javon Kinlaw, right? You bring in Von Miller, who we won't see. You bring in Dietrich Wise to get better at the point of attack playing the run. Those guys are going to give it a go tomorrow. How long are you expecting to see them, and what are you expecting to see from them? 1-800-636-1067. The two guys that have, you know, flashed all camp long up front, three guys really, and the three of your four starters here, Dorrance Armstrong, Javon Kinlaw, and Deron Payne. Now, Deron's been a little bit quieter than Kinlaw. I'll be real with that. Kinlaw's flashed a little bit more for whatever reason. But Dorrance Armstrong, we talk about the trickle-down effect of bringing in a veteran like Laremy Tunsil and how it impacted that offensive line. There's a trickle-down effect when bringing in Von Miller as well. An edge rusher like Dorrance Armstrong looks a little bit more bendy, looks a little bit more polished. As an edge rusher, maybe it was something different he did in the offseason, but Dorrance, although it was only 5 sacks last year, I know Fowler led the team with 10.5. Dorrance Armstrong had the most pressures, though. So he was the guy that was around the quarterback the most last year on this football team. When you think about the camp he's had, he's a guy that the arrow is definitely trending up for. I think if there's going to be a double-digit sack guy on this team, if there's going to be a guy that registers 11, 12 sacks, my vote for that is Dorrance Armstrong. And when you think about the camp that he's had, he's 28 years old this year. Some guys are late bloomers at the position, former fourth-round pick. Maybe this is the year Dorrance Armstrong has that breakout double-digit sack performance. Taking your calls, though, at 1-800-636-1067. How long should Jayden Daniels and the first-team offense play tomorrow night? And what are your expectations as this front four going to be unveiled tomorrow night against the Cincinnati Bengals? Your calls on that next. Still moving and grooving right along as we take you around the DMV here on this Sunday morning. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lanelle Willingham. We'll take you up to 11:05. The series finale of Nats and Phillies comes your way at that point. Money-making Mitch Parker on the bump for D.C. It is a 11:35 first pitch pregame coverage. It's rolling right here on the Fan with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up with Nats on deck starting at 11:05. If you're just now joining us, Cade Cavalli last night for the Washington Nationals. You want to talk about, you know, perseverance personified. When you think about this young man's story, his first career start in the majors a couple of seasons ago, suffers a major injury, has to get Tommy John surgery, and you saw him make his return about a week and a half ago, and the debut, you know, kind of got your whistle wet for what he could be here down the stretch of the season, getting the ball every fifth day. The second start that he had up in Kansas City last week, a little bit rocky, but last night, yesterday afternoon, right here in the nation's capital, in front of an unusually thick crowd of 36,042 folks, Cade Cavalli shoving. 7 innings, no earned runs, 5 punchouts as the Nats were 2-0 winners over the Philadelphia Phillies. The terrible thing that happened yesterday for Philadelphia, that happened, I guess that was Friday night that ultimately ends up happening to the Phillies. Zach Wheeler getting a little banged up, lasted just 5 innings on Friday night, gave up 2 earned, and now his availability moving forward is in question. Definitely something that should put Phillies fans, I know there are plenty of you out here listening, that should put Phillies fans in a little bit of panic mode as they're trying to get geared up for the stretch run of the season. The Philadelphia Phillies, the leaders right now in the NL East by a pretty wide margin. And as you think about the end of this year for that group, with how hot they started off the year, definitely finishing strong, definitely should be a goal of theirs. But for the Nationals, I keep trying to look at it as glass half full. When you get an outing like you saw from Cade Cavalli last night, it gives you hope and something honestly to look forward to as we finish out the rest of the season. But there are a couple of nice feel-good stories as far as the youngins go here for the Nats, right? You're going to definitely be monitoring, you know, Dylan Cruz and how he performs at the plate down the stretch here as he had to miss a couple of months with that oblique strain. Now, you're definitely going to be, you know, interested to see Brady House every day at third base. That's going to be something that's pretty exciting. You want to see, you know, the young outfielders continue to play well and, you know, see what type of juice they can show here down the stretch. And then another young pup that, you know, I'll be looking at here as well. I got Cole Henry, man, who's definitely shown some moxie and some guts here in the second half of the season, getting opportunities in high leverage situations and making the most of them. So if you are a Nationals fan out there, I know it's tough when you're a team that's, you know, on pace to lose 100 games or at least 95 games. It's tough, and I feel for this group, but it's not like the cupboard's totally bare. May not be crab legs sitting around in that Nats refrigerator, but there are some Sprites and some hors d'oeuvres, if you pick up what I'm putting down. Nats baseball, though, coming your way a little bit later on here on The Fan as they wrap up their weekend series with the Philadelphia Phillies. Taking your calls right now, 1-800-636-1067. Commander's second preseason game tomorrow night at home under the lights on Monday Night Football against the Cincinnati Bengals. We found out that a boatload of guys are going to be out for tomorrow night. No Bobby Wagner, no Von Miller, no Zach Ertz, no Laremy Tunsil, no Sam Cosmi, no Brandon Coleman, no Noah Brown, no Terry McLaurin, no Marcus Mariota, no Jordan McGee, no Javonte Jean-Baptiste, no Jonathan Jones. The ones that stick out to me, no Laremy Tunsil, no Brandon Coleman, the projected starting left side of our offensive line. Because those guys are not going to suit it up, how long should Jayden Daniels and the first team offense play? 1-800-636-1067. I think for me, and maybe my mind is changing here in real time, I wouldn't even be mad if it was a situation where it was just one series and whatever happens, happens. Because I don't want to run the risk of playing him behind a makeshift offensive line. And that's another thing I'll be curious to see. What is going to be that starting offensive line tomorrow against Cincinnati? We've seen Josh Connerly Jr. go to left tackle at times when Tunsil's been out. We've seen Wiley play left tackle. We've seen Trent Scott play the left tackle spot. I think it's going to be one of those three guys. It's either going to be, and I'm thinking it's going to be either Trent Scott. I think it's probably going to be Trent Scott. If I had to bet right now, guess right now, it'd probably be Trent Scott. So Trent Scott on your left side, probably going to have Andrew Wiley at left guard, Nick Allegretti at right guard, and then Josh Connerly Jr. at the right tackle spot. So that offensive line, respectfully, I don't know how much confidence I have in him. Honestly, and I've been saying this now that like Brandon Coleman is, you know, clearly it's more into that injury than we're being told, and I'm starting to now wonder why we're getting to that point where his availability is in question for the opener. But if it has to, if your guard center guard combo in week one is Wiley, Biadasz, and Allegretti, I think we're okay and comfortable with Biadasz. It's the guard tandem of Wiley and Allegretti that I'm a little bit nervous about. Not because I don't think those guys are competent and can play. It's you're going up against Dexter Lawrence. And there are levels to this, is how I would put it. And that dude is a ball of butcher knives rolling downhill. And talk about getting geared up for the season and not wasting any time getting your feet wet. Like going up against Dexter Lawrence in week one as an interior offensive lineman, it's like, okay, you're throwing me in the fire right off the rip. Let's see if I get burned or not. Last year, ironically enough, when Washington played the New York Giants, they won both games by a combined 8 points. But for whatever reason, like I think Commander fans out there, and whenever I take calls on this, you all are, what are you talking about? We can't lose to the Giants. There's no way we get clipped up in week one. Even last night, when I was doing the national show on the Infinity Sports Network, we were on here in D.C. for a couple of hours, and we got a couple of calls from this region where folks were, calling me crazy, saying I was out of my mind, saying that the Giants had a shot to beat the Commanders in week number one. First of all, we got to understand, this is the National Football League, right? Not to be too cliche, any given Sunday is a real moniker, a real mantra. Like, anybody can get got, especially in a divisional game. And let's be real, before last year when Washington swept New York, the Giants have had our number low-key over the past several years. Like, it's never an easy game when you're taking on that bunch. So to act as if there's just no shot that Washington can get upended in week one is kind of fool's gold to me. Now, as I continue to describe it, and I've been saying this for a couple of weeks now, this is whether Terry is out there or not. I think it is going to be a rock fight in week one. I really do. I think both of these two teams are going to be juiced up. It's the season opener. You're not going to have to fake urgency or adrenaline or energy. And I think they're both going to try to, make a statement there in the opener. If you watch the Giants preseason game last night, Russell Wilson with an 80-yard moon ball to Bo Collins, and I immediately started thinking, man, if they can keep him upright, if he can be well protected, that is not something that I would be trying to overlook, is what I would say. And I know what people are going to say, well, last year, Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, this is different, respectfully, right? The supporting cast he's got right now in New York, night and day comparison to what he had last year in the Steel City. Not even close. Malik Nabers, Darius Slayton, Wandale Robinson, Theo Johnson, Jalen Hyatt. I don't know, man. I know this Giants offensive line, and we had to talk to my guy Paul Dunleavy of the New York Post last night. And I'll be real, right? The number one thing that I asked him, I was like, well, selfishly, I'm going to make this about myself here. I want to hear how Giants camp is gone. Obviously, Abdul Carter has been the big story out of Giants camp, and he got put on his ass last night by a chip block. But he has been as advertised in camp. I asked Dunleavy, well, how you know real is this Abdul Carter thing? Is it hyperbolized, or is he out there game-wrecking? And he said both. So the legend that is Abdul Carter continuing to grow up there in New York, man. And week number one, you're going to have to see Abdul Carter and Darius Alexander and Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau. That's why I'm not sleeping on the New York Giants. One other thing Ryan Dunleavy said, the Giants spent pretty significant cash to revamp their secondary, bringing in Paulson Adebo from the New Orleans Saints and then Javon Holland from Miami. Both of those two have looked tremendous as well. So not trying to hype up the Giants or psych anyone out, but understand week one, not going to be a cakewalk. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, I want to play you all an interview that I got to conduct at the tail end of last week. The assistant defensive backs coach for your Washington Commanders, Jason Simmons, going to join the program next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.